And it might not seem like your computer is an energy hog, but when you add up all the computers in homes and offices across the country, they gobble up a lot of megawatts. Yesterday, technology leaders announced an effort to get better mileage, if you will, out of those computers on the information highway. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It's no secret that computers have gotten cheaper and more powerful over the years. Now, a group of Silicon Valley heavyweights hopes to make computers more energy efficient as well. The effort's led by high-tech giants Intel and Google. Intel's Bill Calder says by streamlining components within the computer, designers could save a lot of electricity that's now wasted as heat.
The power that comes from the wall today to your computer, about 50% of that power is lost before it ever reaches the motherboard.
Backers of the initiative hope to steer computer buyers to more energy-efficient models, much as the government's Energy Star program does with air conditioners or home appliances. PC power supplies, for example, would have to be 90% efficient within 3 years to win the group's endorsement. The group is also promoting the use of software to better manage computers' power consumption. Many computers already come with power-saving features that let them go into a sleep mode when not in use, much like a hybrid car that shuts down at stoplights. Google's Bill Weil says while some laptop users rely on these power settings to prolong battery life, few people think to use them on their desktop computers.
By using power management features, you can have your computer use much, much less energy when you're not actively using it, which in fact is most of the time, even when you're sitting there reading stuff on the screen or typing, it could use much less energy than it does.
Backers believe by 2010, their efficiency drive could save billions of dollars in annual energy costs and take the greenhouse gas equivalent of 11 million cars off the road. Scott Horsley, NPR News.